Star Wars 7x7 episode 1836 today. Season 1 of The Mandalorian hasn't even premiered. It's still, what, 4 months away? But already we're talking about Season 2. Let's go. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode, coming at you again from Boston, Massachusetts. And here is the deal, or at least here's the background to start. So The Mandalorian, right, is a TV series coming to Disney Plus when it launches on November 12th. It is executive produced by Jon Favreau, and Dave Filoni is working with him on this, as well as a number of other directors. And it takes place a few years after the events of Return of the Jedi. In fact, John, in the clip I'm going to share with you, will tell you a little bit about the show. But before the show was even greenlit, he pitched the idea, and he had actually written 4 episodes of the show. So, I mean, that's how excited he was by the idea and the kind of commitment that he showed in trying to present this idea as a fully fleshed out thing to Lucasfilm when he pitched it. And I'm sure we're going to find out more about where it is in post-production during the panel that they have at D23 next month. They'll at least, you know, mostly be done, I would think, with their post-production and hopefully have moved on to scoring and all that stuff too. But anyway, here is what John had to say about The Mandalorian Season 1 and about Season 2 when he appeared on Jimmy Kimmel's show the other night.
You're directing a series for Disney Plus.
I'm actually executive producing and writing. Exactly. We have other directors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm working with other directors.
Called The Mandalorian.
Yes.
Which Boba Fett was a Mandalorian.
Boba Fett.
May he rest in peace.
Oh, you're wearing the sock.
There you go.
Is that what they gave you in exchange?
Yeah, and I shaved my legs for this appearance.
Are those your Boba feet?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
So, you tell us anything about The Mandalorian, or is it
secret? Sure, what do you want to know? It's secret, but I'll tell you.
What's going on in it? What happens?
It's about a bounty hunter. It's after Return of the Jedi, so the Empire's gone, and all hell's breaking loose in the Outer Rim, and it's about the, you know, scum and villainy that now, once you take out the rule of law, what happens? Chaos takes over, and you have a lot of the unseemly characters.
It's based on current events.
it's kind of like, you know, when you meet Han Solo at the beginning of Star Wars or New Hope, and you have sort of the starport bar. And I always love those characters. I always love the rogues gallery of bounty hunters in Empire Strikes Back, and I always want to see more about it. Yeah. I got together with a guy, Dave Filoni, who's my partner on this one as producer, and we're writing this stuff and coming up. It's honestly like turning over your toy chest and playing with all the Star Wars toys together. We're having a great time. It's all new characters. It's going to be on Disney Plus coming up in the fall, and we're done with the first season. I was actually writing part of the second season now, so I'm having a blast.
So there you have it, Jon Favreau on Jimmy Kimmel's show the other night. And the reason why I mentioned that business before the clip about the fact that he had written multiple episodes before the show was even greenlit, before he'd even pitched it in the first place, you know, that context feels a little bit necessary because there's been no official announcement that Season 2 of The Mandalorian has been greenlit. And yet he's already writing episodes. So it could be a similar situation where they just haven't greenlit it yet, but he just wants to show his dedication to it and his passion for it. It could also be that he is very confident in the way things have turned out and that he, you know, is more assured of it being greenlit this time, and so he's writing with more confidence that the project's going to move forward. It's also entirely possible that internally, at least, the project has been greenlit and that there's been no public announcement just yet. But you and I also talked about this not too long ago. In fact, last month when we were talking about Celebration Anaheim in 2020 and thinking about what they could possibly be featuring as main events. We know, of course, The Empire Strikes Back is having its 40th anniversary that year, so there's likely to be a big to-do over that. Maybe some announcements about plans for the next Star Wars theatrical movies as they begin to unfold, but The Mandalorian Season 2 would also be a very logical thing to announce and to preview at Celebration Anaheim 2020. And the fact that he's already working on a second season, well, that seems to bolster the notion that we are going to learn much more about it in Anaheim next year. Oh, and there's one other bit of news that can kind of reinforce the notion that Disney is all in on The Mandalorian and willing to commit to a season two as well, potentially. You know, depending on how it's received, of course, but they must be rather confident because of this particular tidbit, and I'm going to share that with you after the break. Stay tuned. This episode is brought to you by Constant Contact, the premier email marketing solution for small businesses and organizations. I've used their service since 2003, and over the past decade and a half, I've watched them evolve, make the product simpler, more powerful, easy to use, and do everything that they can to help train people to use the product more effectively and for it to work with other forms of marketing like social media, for example. So check out sw7x7.com/email to learn more about Constant Contact and start a free trial. Once again, that is sw7x7.com/email for a free trial. Welcome back. So, to put this in some bit of context, when things went a little sideways with Solo: A Star Wars Story, we know that they spent additional money to get things back on track and to deal with, you know, whatever it was that went down behind the scenes, and ultimately that played a role in the movie not doing as well financially as some of its predecessors. Well, previously, it had been reported that the episodes for The Mandalorian were going to run about $10 million per episode, and so they were budgeting $100 million for the whole series for season one. Well, now, according to the Wall Street Journal, that number is closer to $15 million per episode. So Disney is spending $150 million on season one of The Mandalorian. And as opposed to Solo: A Star Wars Story, there's been no report of difficulty on the set of The Mandalorian whatsoever. So this is more likely Disney saying, we believe in what's happening here and we're willing to, I was going to say double down on the investment, but it's only 50% more, so we're half doubling down. You know, it's still pretty awesome to know that they're committing this kind of resource to the project. And, you know, $150 million sounds like a lot, and, you know, when you think about feature filmmaking, you know, it's $200 million for a two-hour movie, so they're spending $150 million on, you know, maybe 10 hours of storytelling. That's pretty cheap, all things considered. So anyway, I'm really psyched to hear that they're, you know, making the additional commitment, and I hope that it translates into something tremendously awesome on screen. And that is going to do it for today's episode of our show. Thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.